Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Ilui Nishma Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we are in Mishlech Tishkalim. We're in the sixth parak Mishnayos Aleph and Beis, and the Mishnah says as follows: Shlosha Asar Shofros, Shlosha Asar Shulchanos, Shlosha Asrei Shtachavayos Hayu B'Mikdash. The number 13 was very important in the Beis Hamikdash. There were 13. Places, different types of tzedakah boxes in the Bikdash with 13 different ideas, or a bunch of different ideas. And there were 13 different tables, and there were 13 places to bow. Shel beis Rabbi Gamliel, shel beis Rabbi Chananya, b'skana kohanim, hayu mishtachim arbasrei. They used to bow 14 times in the house, if you came from the house of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Chanina, skana kohanim. Eichan haisa yisera, keneged dira eitzin shekem asoros, b'yadam me'avos ha'em, shesham aro nignas. It was opposite the place, the wood chamber, right, where the wood that was stored was known to be there, because there was they had a mesorah, that's where the aron was hidden. So they bowed over there. That was the proper place to bow. So ma'aseh b'kohen echad, shaya misasek. There was a certain kohen who had a job in the dir ha'itim. He was busy picking out the wormy pieces of wood, because those things can't go on the mizbeach. And so if you were a Kohen Balmum, that's what you did, right? Right, he saw a certain spot on the ground that was a little different than the others. So he said, told his friends, so he didn't finish describing exactly how it looked different, and he died. They knew for sure that the aron was hidden under the floor over there, and they knew not to mess around in that location. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem. We'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.